New Radio and Peninsula Pride Farms. And coming up next week at Augustine Farms in Kewaunee, the next edition of the Conservation Conversation, which is kind of a sequel, if you will, to one that was held earlier this year. We're joined by Aaron Augustine right now. And Aaron, before we get to that, obviously you guys have been working hard over the last couple of weeks with harvest. And how is that going at your property right now?
Harvest is going extremely well. Corn dried down a little bit faster than we anticipated this year, but the yields are phenomenal. There's yields out there like we haven't seen in quite a few years, so that's a positive thing. We should be wrapping up here in the next couple days, and then we'll move forward with planting more cover crops.
And what do you kind of, is it just the fact that it's been maybe a little bit more mild, not as much rain, that led to that corn dry down being a little bit quicker, but also the yields as well?
Yeah, I kind of attribute it to, you know, we had a great planting season in May, and then we had dry weather through June, and that gave the corn a great opportunity to get a good start, put its roots down deep. And then we had our rains in July and August. So the corn actually came to full maturity this year. You know, the plant moisture is sitting there at about 65%. And we have the kernels are you know, they're matured out. They're where they need to be. So it was just an overall great growing season with the heat units we had. And Mother Nature cooperated very well this year.
Can you remember another year that's been as fruitful, if you will, compared to this year?
Tim, off the top of my head, I would have to look back at my records to compare yields, but it's been quite a few years. I know the last couple of years have been wet and cold, so I'm going to say it's probably all 5 to 7 years since we've had yields like this.
Excellent. And, of course, people will be able to come out to your farm on Tuesday, September 28th at 5 p.m. for the next edition of the Conservation Conversation. They can see how your no-till planted green cornfield worked out. And you had people back earlier this year to kind of check it out as well. And I guess without spilling the, I guess in this case, corn too much, you know, what can people that maybe went to the first one see the second time?
I think we're gonna see some great results. I know the first one, we were a little concerned about how the corn came up. It came up uneven, being that it was dry. And we no-tilled green, and we did make some mistakes with our weed program, our herbicide program. But we overcame that, and then we did get those rains in end of June and July, and the corn really leveled out. So I think people are going to be surprised to see how even that corn looks now. And when we harvest it off, we're excited to see what the yields are going to be, and I'm sure they're going to be tremendous like all the other fields.
And how important is it? Because if I remember right, I mean, obviously the Conservation Conversation program is only a couple of years old, but this might be one of the first times where you're kind of getting that before and after. And as somebody that works in that field, you know, this entire time, how important is it, do you think, for farmers to kind of see, okay, you saw the before, here's the after?
Yeah, I think it's extremely important to get out there and show the farmers that, you know, what the end result is and what we can achieve by doing some of this planting green in these no-till cover crop situations. We had the conversation with Nick Gillett about doing a second one out here and Barry Bubolt from NRCS, and we all thought it was a great idea to actually show the results, because I don't think we've done that much before. So we're all looking forward to it, and hopefully we have a good showing. I think harvest is wrapping up for some people, so we should get a decent amount of people out there next week.
Hey, you bring up a good point. Obviously, this is a busy time for just about everybody, but the fact that, I mean, I think if you were to go down the line, or, you know, if you go into town and talk to some of the other people that have been working just as hard as you are, I'm sure that's probably a common phrase that you've heard from others, right?
Yes. Everybody's putting on a long hours here the last couple of weeks, and things are going well. You know, we had a little rain shower last night that might slow us down a little bit, but it wasn't a belly washer. So guys will get back out there in the next couple of days and continue to wrap up harvest.
And as you mentioned, just because you're wrapping up harvest, there's still a lot of work to be done. You're going to be going out and planting cover crops. And are you experimenting with different varieties this year, or are you kind of going with what you've done in the past?
Yeah, we're kind of going to go with what we've done in the past. We've had great success with our fall seeded rye, and we did a lot of interseeding during the summer, and we did some multi-species cover crop after fourth crop in the middle of August. So we're kind of sticking to our program. And we fine-tune a little bit each spring when it comes to planting. We learn a little bit and move forward from there.
Once again, that conservation conversation coming up Tuesday, September 28th at Augustine Farms, 5 p.m. You can check out the results of his no-till planted green cornfield. Aaron, as always, we appreciate the time. And once again, we hope a lot of people come and visit you next Tuesday.
Sounds good, Tim. I appreciate the conversation.
For New Radio and Peninsula Pride Farms, I'm Tim Coles. All right, we're good.